Following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
With the rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. He's trying to go coast to coast. Dishes it off to Moore. Layup good. Kearney Catholic has the lead. 48-46.
Today is live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Wood will throw it up top here on the inbounds to Smith. They leave Malone, so he'll shoot the three, and he'll hit the three. Billy Smith with his second three, and Elwood is now up by 7.
Six programs will host the state title trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion, but first a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening from the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Larry Cotner here on the stations of ESPN Radio as we have our sixth and final state championship basketball game. Tonight it is D2 action, getting started about an hour late because the first two games ahead of us went to overtime, but it should be a good one. In D2 tonight it is Bancroft-Rosalie looking for their first state title. And they have not been to the state championship since 1999 against High Plains, their third appearance here in Lincoln. They also, in their hunt for a first state title, this is their first championship game. Welcome to the New Tech pregame show. The New Tech pregame show is proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Well, let's take a look at these two teams. Bancroft-Rosalie with a record of 25-4. One of their losses came to High Plains in the D2-2 district championship a week ago Tuesday when High Plains defeated the Panthers by a score of 67-55. High Plains, on the other hand, they come in here with a record of 27-1. Their only loss this year to Exeter Milligan in the Crossroads Conference Championship. Talk about how these two teams got here. For Bancroft-Rosalie, the number three seed, they got a wild card. They opened up by blasting Hitchcock County 64-29. And then reached the championship game by beating Fall City Sacred Heart 54-44 last night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And that game not as close as that final score may have indicated. For High Plains, they got a little bit of revenge against Exeter Milligan, beating them in the opening round. The Storm is the number four seed here at state. They defeated Exeter Milligan 49-45 in the opening game. And then last night was very impressive in running away from the Knights of Spalding Academy by the score of 81-54. So tonight, a new state champion is going to be crowned. Bancroft-Rosalie, for all their tradition in sports over the years, strangely enough, only their sixth appearance at the state high school basketball tournament and only their second championship. As we mentioned, they were runners-up, losing to Johnson Brock in D1 back in 1998. For High Plains, of course, a fairly new school, consolidation of Polk, Fordville, and Clarks. Polk won state titles in back-to-back years, 1961 and 62. Fordville in 1981 and 82, and Clarks has not won a state title, so the folks in Clarks would enjoy their first one with a victory by the Storm here tonight. We're going to continue with the New Tech pregame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups. It is the D2 championship match. Bancroft Rosalie and High Plains coming up on ESPN Radio.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
At the Pinnacle Bank Arena, we get you ready for the sixth and final state high school basketball championship game here tonight. Class D2, Bancroft Rosalie and High Plains Community High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Tonight's starting lineup is presented by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Let's take a look, first of all, at the visitors. The High Plains Community Storm, 27-1 on the season. They are coached by Cameron Hudson, assisted by John Casera and Nick Rodine. This is their third appearance at the state high school basketball tournament. They were here last year, eliminated in the opening round. They'll start this way tonight. It'll be Ben Noonenkamp, 6'3" senior, averaging 5.8 points per contest. Cole Klingsporn, a 5'10" junior guard, averaging 12.7 points per contest. Logan Fleming, one of the top five leading scorers in the state tournament, regardless of class, averaging 20.1 points per contest. He is a 6-foot senior guard. Logan Engel, a 6-foot senior guard, averaging 5.4 points per contest. And 6'3" senior forward, Dylan Schenck, averaging 8.2 points per contest. Again, the starters are Noonenkamp, Klingsporn, Fleming, Engel, and Schenck, but expect a lot of players to play for the Storm. Now let's take a look at Bancroft Rosalie. They are coached by Mike Suits, assisted by Corey Meyer. Their record, 25-4. They'll start this way tonight. Nicholas Suits, 6'3" senior forward, averaging 16.1 points per contest. He is the leading scorer on the Panther team. Kenneth Appleton, 5'7" junior guard, averaging 7.8 points per contest. Drew Zitek, he is a senior, 6'1" forward, averaging 13.5. Karsten Teek, a 6-foot senior or 6-foot junior forward, averaging 9.3 per game. And Preston Peters, averaging 11 points per contest. He is a 6'1" senior guard. So once again for Bancroft Rosalie, Nicholas Suits, Kenneth Appleton, Drew Zitek, Karsten Teet, and Preston Peters. This is their sixth appearance at state. Their most recent appearance was 15 years ago. In 1999, they were state runners-up in 1998. That is the look at your starting lineups brought to you tonight by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll take a break and get you ready for tonight's matchup between High Plains and Bancroft Rosalie. After this 60-second timeout, you're listening to ESPN Radio.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Are you in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV? Let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. We get you ready for tonight's matchup. Bancroft Rosalie in their home white uniforms with the blue trim. They have the dark and blue trim, or dark and light blue trim, I should say. And for High Plains, they are in their road red uniforms. Their trim is blue and white. Going right to left here in this first quarter will be the Storm. The Panthers will be heading left to right. Good to have you along with Stacy Johns in our studio. I'm Larry Kottner, courtside at the center circle. Set to jump it up. It'll be Suits for Bancroft Rosalie, Shink for High Plains, and we are underway with the basketball. Appleton down the right side along the baseline. Cut off is Keats. Works it to Appleton up top, controlling their Z-Tech. Man-to-man defense being shown by the Storm. Appleton on the drive down the right side, cut off, throws it into the corner. Finds his man there, Teets. Now up top, it's Z-Tech. Works it left side for Peters. Now into the corner. Suits has it. Right side, Peters will shoot the three on the way. No good. And the rebound ripped down by Dylan Shink. They'll give it off to Klingsporn. Klingsporn into the forecourt. Draws back out. 2-3 zones to start the game off for the Panthers of Bancroft Rosalie. On the left side, Engel into the corner for Fleming. Up top, Shink. Now right side for Klingsporn. Feed into the paint. Turn around. Knocked away. Down low that time from Noonenkamp. But Bancroft Rosalie's Appleton could not continue to progress down the court with the basketball and loses it. It'll be Klingsporn for a three off the left side, and he'll put it down. Cole Klingsporn gives High Plains the early lead at 3-0. Peters, left side, works it for Appleton in the corner for Suits. Near the free throw line, controlling there is Teets. Gives off to Peters. Now Teets, left side of the elbow. Into the corner, left side, driving and traveling is Drew Z-Tech. So the turnover will give it back to High Plains. We've played a minute and 31 seconds. It's 3-0 in favor of High Plains. Klingsporn will bring it across the timeline, set up the offense for the Storm. Looking for their 28th victory on the season. Klingsporn to the right side with it there at Shink. Back out top for Klingsporn. Pump fake, now drives, dishes it back out to Shink. Down along the baseline, Fleming cut off. Ball stripped away, but into the hands of Shink out top. He'll bring it back out. Between the legs dribble, now works it over to Engel. He'll give it off to Klingsporn, and High Plains will reset their offense. Shink on the right baseline. Gets it down low to Noonenkamp, and he's got two. 5-0 here early on, Storm. Suits in the forecourt. with it near the top of the key. Suits hanging jumper, no good. Rebound tipped around, back to Suits. His five-footer along the baseline, no good. Weak side rebound taken out of there by Fleming. Wants to run, bounce pass ahead. Caught down low by Noonenkamp, but then he is forced into a walk. Turnover against High Plains. It'll be the Panthers basketball. Well, earlier today, state championships were won by Wahoo Newman, Randolph, Bellevue West, Omaha Scott, and Fremont Bergen. This will be the final state championship of the night. The smallest of the six classes, D2. With it up top, Appleton lost control of it, but it goes into the hands of Suits. Suits guarded by Schenck. He'll launch the three, in and out, no good. They crash the board. Noonenkamp comes away with it. Klingsporn across the timeline, down the left side. Ball dribbled away by Schenck. Picked up on the loose ball. As throwing it away is Zetek, trying to get it to Appleton, who had a breakaway. The pass too far, turnover against Bancroft Rosalie. And High Plains will have it in the backcourt, leading 5-0. 4:53 to go in the opening quarter. We're starting about an hour late tonight because the Class C2 and the Class A games both went into overtime. Feed down low, Noonenkamp, shot blocked away nicely by Suits and taken out of there. With it, Zetek, right side for Teets. Teets gets a screen, drives in, cut off, back out to Zetek, and Zetek will nail the three. Drew Zetek with the first points of the night for Bancroft Rosalie, and it's 5-3. 4:19 to go in the opening quarter. Left side Engel to the high post finds Noonenkamp. He'll drive in, kick it back out to Schenck. Left side for Engel. His three on the way. Got it. Almost popped out, but it hung in there. And he puts it home. He's got his first three. 8-3 the score. In the backcourt, Peters had it knocked away, got it back, brings it across the timeline. Works it over to Zetek. Bounce along the baseline for Suits, and a foul going to be called. First foul of the ball game will be whistled against Logan Fleming. Timeout taken on the court. 3:55 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout with them. High Plains 8, Bancroft Rosalie 3. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this on ESPN Radio.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer. As part of the Titan dealer group, Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world. At the same time, providing you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Titan Machinery of Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge today, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletics. 8-3 the score, High Plains leading Bancroft Rosalie in this sixth and final state championship match of the day. It'll be the Panthers to toss it in. Baseline right side, Preston Peters to do so. In the corner, finds Appleton. His three is good. Kenneth Appleton puts it down, makes it an 8-6 game. Little over halfway through the opening quarter. On the left side, Engel into the paint, finds his man, Schenck off balance, five-footer goes. He's in the scorebook. And all but one of the starters now has hit a bucket for High Plains. They lead 10-6. Appleton works it right side, finds Zetek. Zetek on the drive, spins, takes it in, lays it up and in. Nice move by Drew Zetek. He's got five in the game. Makes it a 10-8 score. Klingsporn. Right side for Engel, deep on the wing, 30 feet out. Bounces it up top for Schenck. Left side, Klingsporn along the baseline for Fleming, and a foul going to be called against the Panthers of Bancroft Rosalie. First foul of the ball game against the Panthers. That one is going to go on Karsten Teets. 3:07 to go, opening quarter. Well, High Plains last night really had it rolling in their semifinal, as did Bancroft Rosalie. They both beat very good teams in Spalding, Spalding Academy, and Fall City Sacred Heart, respectively. Up top, new Paul player in the lineup there for High Plains. That is Jabe Wirtz, 6'3" senior. He works it to the right side to Engel. Engel up top, Klingsporn, left side for Wirtz, into the paint. Fleming, pump fake, drives, puts it up and in. Quick move by Logan Fleming, and he is the fifth starter now to have put points on the board for High Plains. It's 12-8. Peters to the high post, finds Suits. Suits working against Fleming. Back over to Peters. Three is off the iron, no good. Long rebound taken out by Klingsporn. He'll run it into the forecourt. Spins a couple of times, stops at the top of the key, and he'll bring it back out as Bancroft Rosalie sets into their 2-3 zone defense. Left side with it. Wirtz over to Klingsporn. His three no good. And on the rebound, foul is going to be called as Keats brings it down. He will be fouled on the ball. Check and see here who they give that foul to. It will go against new player in the lineup. That is Cale Harless, 6'3" junior. He picks up the foul. Second team foul. Way up top, Peters to the left side. Into the corner for Suits. Up top, stolen away by Fleming. Fleming the other direction, 2-on-2. Down the left side, forces it up, puts it down. Bucket counts, he's fouled. 14-8, and they'll give that foul to Preston Peters. Did not get himself set, was working backwards. And it'll be a three-point opportunity here for Logan Fleming. Currently out there, Harless, Wirtz, Fleming, Schenk, and Klingsporn for High Plains. They substitute quite freely. Free throw no good by Fleming. Harless down to the floor trying to get it, and he is tied up. As going down to time up is Nicholas Schutz. Nicholas Suits. And it'll be High Plains to toss it in on the alternating possession, leading 14-8. Minute 43 to go here in the first quarter. Bounce over to the right side for Fleming. Fleming on the drive, back up top for Schenk. On the wing, Wirtz. Had it tipped. Pass was intended in the paint for Harless and tipped away. It'll stay with High Plains with a minute 32 remaining. Baseline right side, it'll be Jabe Wirtz to toss it in. He'll work it up top for Schenk. Left side, they quickly go to Klingsporn. Down the baseline, back out to Schenk for a three-pointer. Got it. Dylan Schenk, he's got five in the ball game. And it's a 17-8 lead for High Plains. Here come the Panthers. Suits will bring it across the timeline center court. Lob it over to the left side. New player in there for Bancroft Rosalie. Ian Nottleman, a 6'1 junior. Feed down low. Another new player in there, that is Aaron Steichen, 6'4 senior, and he is fouled along that right baseline. We'll see who they give this High Plains foul to. It'll go against Jabe Wirtz. His first. Team foul number three against the Storm. Checking into the lineup now. Engel will come back in, also checking in for High Plains. Tyler Martin, a 6-foot senior. Peters fires it in to Z-Tech. Suits back to Z-Tech, and he'll put down the three. Drew Z-Tech with 8 of the 11 points for Bancroft Rosalie, and it's 17-11, 52 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Martin deep on the right wing, up top for Wirtz, back over to Martin, back to Wirtz. Patiently, they get it inside to Schenk. Schenk trying to drive it between a couple of defenders, called for the walk. So the Panthers will come the other direction, down by 6. 42.2 to go here in the opening quarter. Nudenkamp going to check back in. Harless going to come out for High Plains. Keats back in. as Steichen will sit down for Bancroft Rosalie. Peters will bring it across the timeline. Worked against Martin, gets a screen. Now over to Appleton on the left side. Goes to the dribble. Martin out on him. Peters works it to the right side. Zone now, it looks like, being shown by High Plains. 1-2-2 zone with Martin out on the point. Right side, Peters, a long three. Got it. Preston Peters nails the three. Bancroft Rosalie shooting lights out from outside. They're back within three at 17-14. Down to 7 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Shake to Engel. I don't think he realized clock's running down. It's going to have to be shot. No, they do not get a shot off. A 35-footer was after the buzzer, but High Plains lost a count on where the clock was as time ran out after one. It's High Plains 17, Bancroft Rosalie 14, back after the 60-second timeout on ESPN Radio.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Tonight's state championship in D2 being brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. Bancroft Rosalie with the basketball to start the second period, trailing 17-14. Peters has it up top. Looks against the zone at the high post. Zetek on the move, puts up the floater from five, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Teet. Outlets up top, touch pass by Peters. Over the right side, Suits takes it in, puts it home. He's fouled. It'll count. Nice move by Nicholas Suits. His first points of the ball game. And it comes at an important time with an opportunity here to tie the contest. That foul whistled on Noonenkamp. Free throw, no good. So it stays at 17-16. Engel up top for Schenck. Back to Engel. Fake the three. Back to Schenck. Left side, Klingsborn on the drive. Cut off along the baseline. Up top for Schenck. He'll bring it back out. Clock running. 7:04 to go, second quarter. 17-16. Storm by one. High post, Fleming. Works it over to the left side. Three on the way by Klingsborn. No good. The rebound brought down defensively by Karsten Teet. Ahead to Peters. Left side, Appleton for a long range. No good. And the weak side rebound taken out of there by Dylan Schenck. The Storm wants to run. Klingsborn cut off near the top of the key, and Bancroft Rosalie back defensively along the baseline. Fleming tosses it for Noonenkamp. It's loose on the floor and taken away by Suits. Here come the Panthers. Suits down the right side. Bounce into the corner for Peters. Back to Suits on the way. Three won't go, and the rebound ripped down by Noonenkamp. Here comes Klingsborn for the High Plains Storm. Cross center court, he'll call out the play. Bancroft Rosalie has sat in that 2-3 zone throughout the entire evening. Klingsborn up top calls out the play, and it's not much motion right now, and he was kind of a little frustrated for a moment. Pass into the corner for Fleming, tipped away out of bounds. Into the Bancroft Rosalie bench by Nicholas Suits. Ian Nottleman going to come back into the lineup now for the Panthers. Up top, Klingsborn into the corner. Schenck, feed down low, intended for Noonenkamp, but stepping in and taking it away is Teet. Here come the Panthers with an opportunity to take the lead. Peters across the timeline. Finds Appleton. Appleton works it right side. Three ball on the way from Nettleman. He puts it down. Ian Nettleman with a three. And Bancroft Rosalie takes a 19-17 lead. Timeout on the court. We'll come back after this. 5:40 to go. First half, 19-17. Panthers.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. As we are at the 5:37 mark of quarter number two, Bancroft Rosalie with their first lead at 19-17. The high post, Noonenkamp back out to Engel for a three. It will not go, and it's ripped down by Peters. Here come the Panthers. Outlet ahead to Nettleman. Nettleman over on the right side. Zetek takes the three. Now drives in, puts it up. No good. He did draw the block foul on Logan Engel. Or wait a minute. Thought originally they called the block, but they're going to change the call to the charge on Drew Zetek. One official, it looked like, was going to call the block. The official down low overruled him and called the charge. Foul will go on Zetek, his first, team foul number three. Klingsborn up top, right side for Engel. Along the baseline, finds Fleming. Back to Engel, up top, Schenk, left side for Klingsborn. Dribbles in, he'll launch an 18-footer and hit it. Cole Klingsborn ties the game up at 19 apiece. He's got five in the contest. Into the forecourt, foul away from the ball. They'll give that foul to Cole Klingsborn. That's his first, team foul number five on the Storm. Wirtz is going to come back into the lineup. Checking back in for Bancroft Rosalie. Aaron Steichen. Appleton has it out near the timeline for the Panthers. 19-19, 4:47 to go in the second quarter. Left side with the basketball, driving suits cut off up top for Nettleman. Nettleman into the left corner, finds Appleton up top for Peters. Drives, kicks it off for Appleton. He'll take it to the right side. 2-3 zone being shown as well now by High Plains. Peters, left side to the top of the key, backs up and fires the three. It's off the mark and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Storm. 19-19, 4:23 remaining here in this D2 state championship game, the last of the state championship matches here tonight. Over to the left side with it. It's Engel to Wirtz. Now right side for Klingsborn on the wing. Up top Engel, left side for Wirtz on the wing. Finds Schenker. Check that Klingsborn up top. Skip pass left to right from Wirtz over to Engel. Now Klingsborn on the drive. His 10-foot floater is good. Cole Klingsborn now with seven in the game. 21-19, the Storm back on top with 3:50 remaining here in the quarter. On the right side, Peters up top for Suits. Works at left side. Nettleman into the paint. 10-footer up and in. Ian Nettleman with 5 points off the bench. Ties the game at 21. Klingsborn left side for Wirtz. Down low, intended for Fleming. And off his hands, out of bounds. Bancroft Rosalie has done an excellent job defensively on High Plains' leading scorer. As he walks back to the other end, Keats back in, Zetek back in now for the Panthers. Preston Peters will bring it across the timeline with 3:26 remaining in the half. Left side, Zetek into the corner, finds Keats up top, Peters. Peters on the drive, left side, works it to Steichen. Now gives off to Zetek, back to a man-to-man defense. Fleming on him, but it didn't matter. Zetek steps back and puts it down. He's in double figures with 10. 23-21, Bancroft Rosalie. Little delay here. Officials stopping play. One of them going over to the scorer's table, and now we're ready to go. No backcourt pressure as Klingsborn will bring it across the timeline center court. Working right side for Fleming on the wing. Skip pass to the left side for Klingsborn. Looked down low, but didn't have Harless at that time, who's back in there. Fleming pump fake the three, doesn't take it, goes up top to Klingsborn. Left side for Wirtz. Double team now to the high post. Schenk, 15-footer, is short. Rebound taken out of there by Peters. And right now, Bancroft Rosalie doing a good job on the defensive boards. Suits driving in, cut off. Now takes a 15-footer. It won't go. Fight for the rebound and a foul. Going to go on Harless for High Plains. That'll be the sixth team foul on High Plains. Second personal will go against Cale Harless. Noonenkamp will come back in for Harless. Steichen is out as Appleton has returned. Baseline right side to throw it in. Suits into the corner for Zetek. He's had the hot hand for Bancroft Rosalie. 23-21, Panthers on the lead. Suits almost lost it. It's loose and a pushing foul on the loose ball. Going to be called on Cole Klingsborn. That's going to be his second personal foul. That will also put Bancroft Rosalie into the 1-1 with 2:25 remaining here in the first half. It'll be Nicholas Suits. He's 0-for-1 so far here in the ballgame. Shot the only free throw for Bancroft Rosalie. Makes this one, though, so he'll get a second one. Matter of fact, he has shot the only free throws here in this first half for either team. He's got three in the game. It's 24-21. Makes them both and gives the Panthers their biggest lead, 25-21. 2:20 remains. Up top with an angle. Left side, Klingsborn for a three. Off the mark. Weak side rebound brought down by Suits. Suits will outlet to Peters. Peters down the left side into the corner. Finds Keith. Now up top for Peters. Ball knocked into the backcourt off the foot of Klingsborn, and it's run down by Peters. No over and back as it was touched last by the Storm. Peters on the drive, takes in the paint. Floater from eight, no good. Rebound ripped down by Engel. Outlet to Klingsborn. Bancroft Rosalie, though, has done an excellent job of not letting the Storm getting out on the break. And an offensive foul down low going to be called on Logan Fleming. He'll pick up his second. That is the eighth team foul on High Plains. They will not shoot free throws as that was an offensive foul with 1:44 remaining here in the first half. Timeout going to be taken on the court with the Panthers up by four. This timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We'll be back after this 30-second break. You're listening to ESPN Radio.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
You're listening to ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, KXPN. And 1550 a.m. KICS, ESPN Radio for Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Studio engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Larry Kottner, courtside at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Class D2, State High School Championship matchup, Bancroft Rosalie. The Panthers leading the Storm of High Plains 25-21. On the move, Peters works it over to the right side. Finds his man, Appleton, now to Zetek, back to Appleton for a three, and he'll nail it. Kenneth Appleton with six in the ballgame, and the Panthers have extended their lead to 28-21. They are on a 20-4 advantage. One time, High Plains led 17-8. Minute 10 remaining in the half. up top. New player in the lineup there for High Plains with the basketball. That is Thomas Young, a freshman, 5'11". Ball thrown away by Martin, and taking it to the hole is Suits. And bodies hitting the deck. Nicholas Suits getting up slowly. And he'll go to the line to shoot a pair as Tyler Martin trying to knock that one away. It'll be a two-shot opportunity for Suits, who is 2 of 3 at the line with 4 points. 57 seconds to go in the half. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime show coming up. We're hoping to have a conversation with Huskerland Prep Report's Bob Jensen. That's coming up on the Ravenna halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime show. Free throw is good by Suits. Makes it a 29-21 contest. Panthers have been on a roll since the late part of the first quarter. They were down 17-8. They closed within three at the end of the first quarter and have taken charge here in the second quarter. Both free throws good for Suits, and it is a 30-21 lead for Bancroft Rosalie. No question that Coach Mike Suits learned something when they played High Plains in the district championship last week and lost by a dozen. Along the baseline right side with it, it's Fleming. Engel, top of the key, left side for Klingsborn. May have walked very subtly. Fleming to the right side, finds Engel, back up top for Klingsborn. Left side with the basketball, Schenk. Engel, right side, Klingsborn. It looks like High Plains going to settle for the last shot. It's clocked down to 16 seconds. Klingsborn dribbles in, works it right side for Schenk. Up top, Engel. Left side, Klingsborn, down to 9 seconds to go in the half. Backs it out, down to 5 seconds. Going to have to get something going. He'll fire a 25-footer off the front of the iron. No good. The follow is good. Dylan Schenk got it just out of his hands as the buzzer went off. And after one half of play at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, your score, Bancroft Rosalie 30, High Plains 23. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to ESPN Radio.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time. at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime score, 30-23 in favor of the Panthers of Bancroft-Rosalie here in this Class D2 state championship matchup. It was a battle of different quarters. For the most part, the first quarter belonged to the Storm of High Plains, jumping out to a 17-8 lead. But then in the second quarter, they were outscored in that period 16-6. The last 6 points of the first quarter also belonged to Bancroft-Rosalie, so they finished the half on a 22-6 run to take a 7-point advantage here at halftime. Take a look at first half individual statistics. First of all, for the leaders, the Panthers of Bancroft-Rosalie, 10 points in the ball game, 8 in the first quarter for Drew Zetek. 6 points each for Nicholas Suits and Kenneth Appleton. Appleton with a couple of three-pointers. Suits, all his points coming in the second period, including 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 5 points for Ian Nottleman off the bench. All of those coming in the second quarter, and 3 points for Preston Peters. From the free throw line, 4 of 5 are the Panthers of Bancroft-Rosalie. High Plains, they have not shot a free throw here in the first half. They are led at halftime by Dylan Schenk and Cole Klingsborn, both with 7 points apiece. 4 points on the night for Logan Fleming. He has been held so far under his average. He averages 20.1 points per contest. 3 points for Logan Engel and 2 for Ben Noonenkamp. We take a look at team statistics. Rebounds, 11-9 in favor of High Plains, but not very many on the offensive end, just 2, and 9 on the defensive ends, 3-6 for Bancroft-Rosalie. 1 block shot, that belonged to the Panthers. 4 steals, though, compared to 1 for High Plains. From the field, 58.8% field goal shooting for High Plains, 47.6 for the Panthers, but they have taken 4 more shots. They've made just as many. From the three-point line, though, 6 of 12 for the Panthers, 3 of 8 for the Storm. And we've already talked about the free throw percentage. Assists, 6 for the Panthers, 4 for High Plains. And turnovers have been a little costly for the Storm. They have 8 turnovers here at halftime compared to 4 for Bancroft-Rosalie. Again, your leading scores at the half. Drew Zetek with 10 to lead the way for the Panthers of Bancroft-Rosalie, and for the High Plains Storm, 7 each for Cole Klingsborn and Dylan Schenk. 30-23 our score as Bancroft-Rosalie leads High Plains. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show here on ESPN Radio.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraskaland National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraskaland National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraskaland National Bank.
Back at Lincoln at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. We continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. We also say thanks to another presentation sponsor. That is Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. They are part of bringing you this contest tonight as your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. Joined here at halftime by Bob Jensen of the Huskerland Prep Report. Long day, Bob. Six championships, and we had a couple of overtimes here in the evening session.
I'm wondering if I can get the Hastings Orthopedics to make a pit stop here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. That would be nice.
Yeah,
it's been a long day. For the most part, it's been a really good day. There's been a couple games that, you know, there's not much pace to them. Kind of slow, kind of more physical than I'd like, but... I'm still living off that C2 final. That was awesome.
Now, that was a fun game to watch tonight where Fremont Bergen wins in overtime by two. Matt McLeod had a chance to tie it up in the second overtime but didn't get it done. And then we have Bellevue West and Omaha Westside go to overtime in Class A.
Yeah, you know, that's just it. You know, Westside's been a great story. You know, that senior class of theirs, they're really good athletes, but they were always just outside the spotlight. That made their football success so nice. And then, you know, with all the seniors, they never lost their composure and came back and got it into overtime, did all those things, just couldn't finish.
And, of course, I know the Overton fans listening in, not real thrilled with what happened with them today. They just went cold in that second half against Randolph. But for the Cardinals, they came out of nowhere in D1 to get that state championship.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. You know, Randolph's been winning away up there in the Northeast, and anytime you win up in the Northeast, you know, you're doing pretty good. When they beat Howell, you know, that was kind of a warning shot across the bow. And so you got two teams playing that have beaten Howell's by a couple points, so you knew it could go either way, and you're right. Overton was playing so well, and then the spigot just got turned off. And that's, you know, it was a pretty helpless feeling, you could tell, because there was nothing they could do about it.
2 days of two contrasting styles for the Eagles. They had to belly up and go toe-to-toe with Howell's Dodge yesterday and did an effective job. But then today that wasn't effective because they were going in up against the finesse team that was well coached in Randolph.
Yeah, you know, and that Nolan Nordhues, you know, the kid's just a winner. You know, he did a lot of great things that made the difference in that ball game. And, you know, it was, you know, you watch, especially in the paint, you know, Overton had some chances and just couldn't convert. But, you know, Overton making the finals, that is an awesome achievement. You know, everybody knows that. And, of course, it's a bitter disappointment to lose. But they're legitimately one of the top couple, three teams in the state. No
Class B, Omaha Scott, Beatrice. Boy, I don't know if I can remember calling a game where no one took a shot for the first 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah, that's painful. I'm not exactly, you know, I'm just not a big fan of that kind of basketball, but that's what Beatrice does. They try and get you in a sleeper hold and basically win that way. And I don't know, Scott's just a better basketball team. You can see that once they started playing basketball, Larry, you can see that. And so probably that's who should have won that ball game.
I was impressed with the sophomore, Nick Boda.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, he was a big handful down on the post. Those are two good posts, though, that Cromer kid. From Beatrice, the Fairbury transfer. But he's just not big enough and strong enough to be able to handle that Buddha kid by himself.
And we started the day off with the battle for Wahoo.
Yeah. Well, I wish that game was later in the day. It got over so fast. I don't, you know, more people should have been able to enjoy it. I have said all year, Larry, that Bishop Newman at its best was the best C1 team I've seen. They were at their best at stretches today and just in the end pulled away. Wahoo's really good. if you had told me a month ago that Wahoo was going to be in the state final, I'd had a little trouble believing it, simply because they hadn't been playing at the top end the way they did last year. But, again, tradition, coaching, athletes, state final.
Bob, I'd love to talk to you more, but you and I drew the shortest halftime of the night.
Yeah, we did. And I was believing in achieving the whole time we were doing it. So it's always good to be on, Larry.
All right, Bob Jensen joining us here at halftime, and that concludes the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report as we get ready for second half action here at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we go to the third quarter. It'll be High Plains with the basketball to start the third period with it up top. It's Klingsporn. Long out there will be Engel, Schenk, Noonenkamp, and Fleming for the Storm. Same starting lineup as well for Bancroft Rosalie. We'll set that in a moment as Fleming gets things started for High Plains. A three from the corner as he puts it down. And just like that, check that. That's a two. They're going to give him a two on that. 30-25. Now a three from the corner for Suits. And Suits now with 9 points in the game, 33-25 and a steal. Suits in the backcourt, into the forecourt, now on the right side. Takes it in the paint, forces up a shot. No good from 15. Taken out of there by Noonenkamp. He'll give it off to Klingsporn. Klingsporn into the forecourt. Works it to the right side. Fleming on the move. Works it left side for Schenk. Up top for Klingsporn. Back left side for Engel. Engel on the drive, cut off, back to Schenk. Schenk takes it into the paint, had it knocked away, and it's stolen away by Teak. Outlet to Suits. Suits has a lane, but cut off quickly by Noonenkamp. Peters back to Suits. 18-footer, good. Just inside the three-point line. He's in double figures with 11. And the Panthers have their biggest lead of the game at 10, 35-25, with 6:34 to go in the period. Fleming, though, finds a seam inside, takes it to the hole, lays it in. He's got eight, 35-27 as the pace picking up a bit here in this third quarter. Peters to the free throw line, right side, pump fake by Teeth, nowhere to go. Noonenkamp comes up, bumps up with him. On the right side, Zetek drives in the paint, lays it up off the back of the iron, no good. Taken out of there by Schenk. Outlet ahead to Klingsporn down the left side. Quicker pace does favor High Plains. Bancroft Rosalie would like to have it a little slower pace, a little more deliberate. Into the paint, Klingsporn, five-footer up and in. He's got nine in the game and a timeout on the court. 5:57 to go here in the third quarter. The pace is picked up. Bancroft Rosalie, 35. High Plains, 29. Back after this 30-second timeout on ESPN Radio.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament is presented to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, and Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Bancroft Rosalie with the 6-point lead and the basketball. Preston Peters left side, top of the key. Goes back to Suits on the left wing. He'll take it to the free throw line off the left elbow. Down low, finds his man as Keats will lay it off the glass. His first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 37-29 in favor of Bancroft Rosalie. Up top with it, Klingsporn has it for the High Plains Storm. Engel on the right wing, finds Fleming. Fleming, pump fakes, drives, puts it up, got it to go. He's fouled, it counts. A block charge situation, the official says. Karsten Keith, you were still moving. First foul against the Panthers in the second half. Second one on Keith and Logan Fleming, with an opportunity to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And he was held to 4 points in the first half. He's already got the first six, or six of the first eight here in the second half. Misses the free throw, though. Taken out of there by the Panthers. Zetek up top for Suits. Left side Peters into the corner. Appleton. Shot would not go from three-point land. Taken out of there by Fleming. He'll run it down the left side for the Storm.
give off on the wing. Now back to Fleming from the corner. The three will not fall. Weak side rebound cleared out of there by Nick Suit. Preston Peters quickly ahead, driving. Karsten Teets puts it up. Couldn't get it to go, but he did draw the foul. He will shoot two as that foul will go on Ben Neunenkamp. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number one against the Storm here in the second half. Free throw good by Teets. Extends the lead to 7 at 38-31. Players getting set to come in. Steichen wanting to come in for the shooter, Teets. He'll put it up, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Schenk. Into the forecourt, Klingsporn. Wirtz is checked back in now for the Storm. Schenk left side for Fleming. Back to Schenk. Now Wirtz, right side for Klingsporn. Top of the key, driving. Fleming into the paint. Back out to Schenk for a three. Got it. Dylan Schenk in double figures with 10 points. Makes it a 38-34 contest with 4:21 to go here in the third. Peters returns with a three. Off the front of the iron, no good. Tipped out. Wirtz, two on two. Left side and pass intended for Fleming. Knocked out of bounds by a hustling Nick Suit. Ball will stay with High Plains with 4:12 to go here in the third. Fleming will toss it in. Baseline right side. Lobs it up top for Klingsporn. Schenk in the corner for Fleming. Launches it from there. It is a two. Fleming from the corner makes it a two-point game as he's got a dozen. 38-36 Panthers. Peters will bring it across the timeline as we've reached the halfway point of the third quarter. Right side. Zetek double team. And almost tied up, but it falls in the hands of Suits. Out of Peters for a three. Preston Peters puts it down. He's got six. Back to a five-point game of 41-36. Up top, Klingsporn to the high post. Finds Fleming near the free throw line. Over to Wirtz for a three. The left-hander in and out. That was halfway down. Taken out of there by Zetek. Leads it ahead to Peters. Peters into the forecourt. Will slow things up. Now works it right side. Driving. Zetek puts up the floater. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds off of Zetek. So the ball will go over to High Plains at the 3:12 mark of the third quarter. Timeout going to be taken on the court. This timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back with more D2 State Championship Basketball on ESPN Radio.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central Kearney.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. The sixth and final state high school basketball championship game of the day. Class D2 featuring Bancroft Rosalie and High Plains 41-36, the Panthers of Bancroft Rosalie. Both teams looking for their first state championship as a school. Bancroft Rosalie has not won a state title in basketball. They have in football. High Plains, not very long in existence. They've won state titles as Polk and Hortville. Shot put up from the free throw line by Klingspor. No good, and taken out of there by Suit. They're giving off to Peters. 2-3 zone being shown by the Storm. Up top on the left side, Nottleman. He came up with a couple of big buckets earlier. Stolen away by Klingsporn. He'll drive, lay it up with the left hand, and score. He's in double figures with 11. One possession game, 41-38. 2:21 remaining. If you're wondering why we're still just in the third quarter, we had two overtime games here in the evening session in C2 and Class A. Did not get started until an hour after this game was scheduled. Peters into the corner. Suits. Suits will lob it up top for Peters. Now right side. Finds Nottleman. Nottleman will take it in. Over to the left side for Peters. Skip pass. Almost stolen away, but taken there by Zetek. Zetek on the drive. Cut off by Klingsporn. Up top for Nottleman. Now Peters near the timeline. And a timeout going to be taken by Bancroft Rosalie. 1:46 to go in the third. The Panthers 41, the Storm 38. Back in 30 seconds on ESPN Radio.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament is presented to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. Minute 46 remaining in the third period. Bancroft Rosalie up by three with the basketball. Appleton, left side for Nottleman. Back to Appleton. Appleton on the wing. Guarded there by Fleming. Picked up his dribble. Now finds Nottleman up top. Peters will reset the offense for the Panthers. Lob right side for Nottleman on the wing. Double team there in that 2-3 zone. The high post with it is Teets up top. Shot blocked, but a foul is going to be called. Tyler Martin gets the eye from the official. He thought he had all ball. It looked pretty close, but it's going to be a three-shot opportunity for Kenneth Appleton as his three-pointer was blocked. He thought he had it all. Martin going to pick up his second foul, team foul number two. Team foul number three on the Storm. Free throw is good for Kenneth Appleton. He's got seven in the game, 42-38. Second one up and good. And an opportunity for the three-peat here for Kenneth Appleton. He extends the lead back to five for the Panthers. Zetek returns to the lineup for the Panthers. And Appleton makes all three free throws. 44-38. Appleton with nine in the game. Down the left side, Fleming into the forecourt. Works it down the right or to the left side into the corner and lost the basketball out of bounds. Turnover on the Storm. So the Panthers up by six will come the other way with a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Appleton slowly brings it across the timeline. Left side for Nottleman. Gives off to Zetek. Zetek dribbles out. Left side for Appleton. Bounce over to Nottleman on the right wing into the corner. Keats with the basketball. Back to Nottleman deep on the wing. Clock down to 48 seconds to go in the period. Long three by Nottleman is good. Ian Nottleman's got a pair of threes off the bench. He's got eight in the game, and it's a nine-point advantage for Bancroft Rosalie at 47-38. Engel into the paint, had it knocked away, but Klingsporn runs it down into the corner for Fleming. Back to Klingsporn, a long three. It will not go, tipped around, still loose, taken there by Fleming, and a foul going to be called on Bancroft Rosalie. I believe this will go on Nick Suits. And that's who they'll call this foul on. That's just his first foul. Team foul number four against Bancroft Rosalie. Check that, just team foul number two. Team foul number two. I was looking at the wrong thing up there, looking at the timeout. So 47-38 the score. Lob in. goes to Klingsporn. Right side for Engel. Back up top, Klingsporn. Left side, Engel, or Fleming. Now Klingsporn, spin into the paint. Double team. Lost it. Picked up by Noonenkamp. Puts it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Teeth. Outlet to Peters. Down to 5 seconds. Going to have to launch here pretty quick. It's going to be a 40-footer for Z-Tech. Off the front of the iron. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter. In the D2 state championship match, it's Bancroft Rosalie 47, High Plains 38. Join us for the fourth next here on ESPN Radio.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Farm better and put more dollars on your bottom line with the Case IH Precision Farming System from Titan Machinery. Offering fully automated steering with repeatability and precision, AFS AccuGuide is your best choice for better guidance solutions, providing four levels of accuracy down to 1 inch. Titan Machinery, together with Case IH, has the precision farming solutions to fit your operation. That's Titan Machinery. They are your precision farming better solutions dealer.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we head to the fourth quarter in this D2 state championship match. Bancroft Rosalie ahead 47-38. Cole Klingsporn trying to knock it away from Preston Peters. Going to be called for the foul. That's going to be his third team foul as well. He also crashed into the scorer's table, helped up by Peters. He is okay. Peters will work it over to Suits. Now back to Peters. Into the corner for Z-Tech. Z-Tech back to Peters. Deep on the wing. We'll see if the Panthers decide to take a little bit of the air out of the ball. Up by 9. Driving the baseline. Z-Tech will draw a foul. Good sportsmanship on both sides as Z-Tech hits the floor. And he's helped up by Dylan Schenk. Logan Engel going to pick up that foul. That's just his first. Fourth team foul. Baseline left side. It'll be triggered in. Peters gets it into Z-Tech. Deeper into the corner. Back over to Z-Tech. He gets it from Suits. Up top, Appleton works it right side for Peters. Deep on the wing. He'll dribble. Trying to take it to the corner. Gives back to Z-Tech. 30 feet away. Dribbles in. Goes to the high post for Suits. Back to Peters for a three. Puts it home. His third three of the night. 9 points and the biggest lead of the evening for Bancroft Rosalie. They're up 50-38. High Plains with the basketball. Engel for a long three. No good. The weak side rebound taken out of there by Suits. Leads it ahead. Has a man. Teeth. Pump fake. Puts it up. Got it to go. No, it will not count. The foul was on the floor before the shot. But the foul will go on High Plains. Ben Noonenkamp going to pick up his third, 15 foul. Timeout taken by the Storm. 6:49 to go in the contest. Bancroft Rosalie 50, High Plains 38. You're listening to the D2 state championship match on ESPN Radio.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska-Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska-Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Boys State High School basketball presented by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles. BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark trailers located at Stolly Park Road at South Webb Road in Grand Island. Service repair and full body shop. That's Tom Dinsdale Automotive. Inbounds pass knocked away, out of bounds. It'll stay with Bancroft Rosalie with 6:43 remaining here in this ball game. Inbounds to Z-Tech, and he is quickly tied up by Logan Fleming, and on the alternating possession, the ball will go over to the Storm of High Plains. No backcourt pressure, so here comes the Storm, decked out in their road red uniforms. Inbounds will be allowed to just roll into the forecourt. Klingsporn will pick it up. Engel to the high post, finds Fleming. Double, triple team, that he is fouled. That will go on, let's check and see, I believe on Appleton. Kenneth Appleton will pick up the foul. That's just the third team foul on Bancroft Rosalie. From the right side, Fleming will put it down from 15 feet away. He leads all scorers with 14 here in this contest. 50-40, a 10-point game for Bancroft Rosalie. Peters up top, pursuit back to Peters. He's been hot from there. Will not go on the three. Weak side rebound. Teets follow, no good. But he drew the foul and will shoot two. Foul will go, I believe, on Dylan Schenck. Dylan Schenck going to get that one. That's just his first. Sixth team foul on the Storm. So the next one will put Bancroft Rosalie into the bonus. Free throw is good for Teets. Makes it a 51-40 game with 6:11 remaining. Second one also, nothing but the net. Back to a 12-point advantage for the Panthers. Storm into the forecourt. Klingsporn to Engel on the right side. High post for Fleming, knocked away from him. Retrieved, though, by Schenck as he had to work against Teets to get that ball. Schenck then throws it away. Got the ball back from Engel. Thought he saw someone out of the corner of his eye to the left and just threw it right into the scorer's table. And a timeout taken by the Storm. 5:56 to go in this contest. Bancroft Rosalie, 52. High Plains, 40. Back after this 30-second timeout on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Beautiful facility. First time the state high school basketball championships have been held here. The arena just opening up last fall. Well received by everyone attending throughout the day. 5:56 remaining here in this game. It's the D2 final, the last one of the day. Panthers of Bancroft Rosalie, 52, High Plains, 40. Don't forget, after the game, we've got the Misco's postgame show here on ESPN Radio. Panthers up by a dozen with the basketball. They'll see some backcourt pressure as Z-Tech will fire it in to Peters. Over to Suits, and Suits will bring it across the timeline. Lob over to Peters. Bounce right side for Appleton. Led him a little too far, but he saves it in nicely to Peters. Peters deep on the wing, into the corner for Appleton. We'll see if the Panthers take the air out a little bit. Nope, it's going to be Suits for a three. No good. Long rebound. Still loose on the floor. Still loose in a tie-up situation. It'll go back to Bancroft Rosalie. So a lot of action there trying to get that loose ball. It was kind of kicked around a bit. Player for each team got on it. And I think they might need to get a towel out there and wipe off a little perspiration on the floor. Not near as hot as it was earlier tonight when we had a good crowd on him for the end of the C2 game and the start of the Class A game. Very good crowd on him. They did not use the second and third levels, but they filled up the bottom level pretty well. It's a deeper bowl than what we saw at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. On the move, Suits lost it, but got it back from his seat. He was able to get it out to Pete. Now to Appleton. Appleton on the drive. He'll back it out. Work it right side for Peters. Into the corner for Zetech. Has a lane down the baseline. Cut off there underneath the bucket. Back out to Peters for a three. Got it again. That's four for Peters. He's got a dozen in the game. And Bancroft Rosalie up by 15. Looking for their first state championship in boys basketball. They've had some success in football. Engel for a long three. That is short. Saved in, though, by Shank. Taken there by Peters. Peters quickly ahead to Appleton. Touch pass over to Teets. His left-hand shot no good, but he got his own board. Out to Peters. His three no good. Long rebound, though. Run down by Zetech. He'll fire up a three. No good. Rebound. Kipped around. Kept alive by Suits, and he knocks it off one of the Storm players. Good hustle by Bancroft Rosalie to get not only two, but three, and then four opportunities at the basketball on that possession. Wirtz will come back in, and Engel will sit down. As Suits will trigger it in for the Panthers. Up by 15, the biggest lead of the night. Suits enters it to Peters, to Appleton. Lobs it back over to Peters, bounce into the corner. Suits the three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Jay Wirtz. He'll outlet to Fleming. Fleming in the forecourt. Points Horn fakes the three, drive. Cut off nicely by Peters. These two teams met in the district final a week ago, and it was a 67-55 victory for High Plains. But since the early part of the second quarter, it's been all Bancroft Rosalie in this one. High Plains got out to a 9-point advantage at 17-8. But then the defense clamped down for the Panthers, and they have taken charge. That foul goes against the Panthers. Three-pointer put up by Engel, no good. And Wirtz trying to save it in, and he did a good job of knocking it off of Zetech to keep the possession with the Storm. Nudenkamp back in. Harless, who was in the lineup shortly, will come back out. Engel also back in. Baseline left side, Fleming up top for Shank. Over to Engel for the three. No good. It would not fall. Zetech rips down the board. Outlet to Peters. Down the right side for Suits. 3:40 and counting. 55-40 Bancroft Rosalie, and a reach-in foul. Going to be whistled against Logan Fleming. It'll be a one-and-one situation for Drew Zetech. 10 points early in the game. Hasn't scored since when Bancroft Rosalie was struggling early on. He had 8 of their first 11 points. Did not get the free throw to go. Rebound to the Storm. Running out of time. They've got to hurry into the forecourt. Cole Klingsporn now over to Engel on the right wing. Up top for Shank, and the Panthers extending that 2-3 zone. Skip pass left side for Klingsporn. Down low for Nudenkamp. Reaching in and stealing it away is Karsten Teets. He'll give it off to Peters. Peters across the timeline using the offhand to clear out. Gives off to Appleton, and now Bancroft Rosalie wants a timeout. 3:09 to go here in the contest. The timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Back in 30 seconds to the Pinnacle Bank Arena here on ESPN Radio.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Joe Methy.
Bancroft Rosalie right now on a 14-2 run. The Storm was in possession of the basketball and down one possession at 3 points at 41-38 at one point. But the Panthers here in this fourth quarter have all but sealed it away. Appleton from three, no good. Rebound taken on the weak side by Shank. Into the forecourt, Klingsport. We have reached the 250 mark here of the ball game. Down low, Noonenkamp. Triple team that's blocked away from behind by Stoots. Rebound to Appleton and a reach-in foul on Fleming. And that's going to be number four on him. That'll be the eighth team foul on High Plains. So one-and-one situation for Kenneth Appleton. He is 3 of 3 tonight for 9 points. Puts it up, no good. Long rebound comes out to Engel. Outlets to Klingsporn. Down the right side. Nice bounce pass down low, but Noonenkamp wasn't ready for it. Taken away by Zifek. Gives it off to Peters. Peters, and he gets tangled up with one of the High Plains players. That's Cole Klingsporn. Klingsporn's going to pick up the foul. That's four on him now. And Preston Peters will go to the line to shoot a one-and-one, as that is the ninth team foul, the next foul against the Storm. We'll put Bancroft Rosalie into the double bonus. On the way, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Noonenkamp. Well, the Panthers have missed some free throws to keep the Storm in it, but they have not been able to take advantage. Fleming in the corner, driving back up top. Shank for a three, will not get it to go. Rebound taken away by Fleming. Posts up, puts it up, no good, but he drew the foul. So Logan Fleming will go to the line to shoot a pair. I believe they're going to call that one on Nick Suits. That is team foul number five against Bancroft Rosalie. Fleming at the line for the second time tonight. He's 0 for 1. Puts it up and in. Still the leading scorer in the game with 15 points. Fleming dips the knees, puts it up, and that one's good. 55-42, 2:09 to go. Dangerous pass picked there by Teets. That was a floater that almost had the opportunity for the Storm to pick off, but they didn't see it coming. Appleton now way up top, just dribbling the ball. He'll take it in the paint. Dish off to Teets down low, puts it up and in. And that's all you're going to see Bancroft Rosalie do now, is either take the short ones or not any. Klingsporn for a three. He's got 14 and a quick foul, and that might be it for Cole Klingsporn. They're going to call the fifth one on him. He'll foul out with 14 points tonight for High Plains. Klingsporn, a junior, so he'll be back again next year for the Storm. 1:37 remains in this contest. Preston Peters will step to the line. It'll be a two-shot opportunity as that put Bancroft Rosalie into the double bonus. Free throw up and good. Peters has had a good night here. Averages 11 a game. He is at 13 right now. Second one is good. 59-45. Minute 35 to go. Across the timeline, Fleming. He has to do a little of the ball handling duties now with Klingsporn fouled out. Shank up top on the left side. Draws it back out. Left side now for Martin to Shank. Fleming, he'll launch a three in the face of Suits. Off, and the rebound on the weak side taken there by Appleton. He'll give it off to Peters, who'll slowly bring it across the timeline. Guarded there by Tyler Martin. Up top to Appleton. Appleton reached in on by Tyler Martin. And on Martin, that's three fouls. Again, don't forget, after the ball game, join us for the Misco's postgame show here on ESPN Radio. Kenny Appleton at the line. Free throw, no good. So after making his first three, he has missed his last two. And now here comes some subs in for High Plains. Coach Hudson saying, this is probably it. He's going to bring in some players to give an opportunity to play. Thomas Young played earlier in the game. Also coming in now, Asher Edwards, a 6'1 senior. Wirtz is back in with the basketball right now. That is Young. Works it over to the left side for Kyler Van Housen, who's checked in the lineup. Shot put up and good. It is a two-pointer, a long two-pointer for Asher Edwards. 60-47, down to 42 seconds to go here in the game. Up top, Peters. Back to Suits. Back to Peters. Right side for Appleton. We'll see if Bancroft Rosalie will try to get some players in. Quick foul there by Edwards on Appleton. That's going to put him to the free throw line. With 32.5 seconds remaining, he will shoot a pair. Up to the line. Most of the crowd, other than the two schools involved, have pretty much called it a night. As the free throw is good for Appleton, he's in double figures now with 10. Harless is back in. Into the lineup now for High Plains, Josh Demirs, 6-foot sophomore, and also Andrew Edelson, 6-foot junior. Both free throws good for Appleton. 62-47, down to 28 seconds left. Van Housen, he'll launch a long three. It's short. Saved in? No. On the line was Demirs. And the other direction will go Bancroft Rosalie, and a fresh five coming in for the Panthers with 19 seconds to go. Coming in will be Mario Aldridge, 5'8 sophomore, A.J. Marr, 5'11 junior. Nodelman's going to come back into the lineup. Also checking in, Aaron Ross, 5'11 freshman, and Dane Wertman, a 6'1 sophomore. Down low, shot put up, no good. That was put up that time by Wertman, taken defensively. Now into the forecourt with the basketball. Demirs works it down low to Harless, knocked out of bounds, blocked by Aaron Ross. And with 1.7 seconds to go, High Plains will trigger it in, baseline right side. To toss it in, it'll be Edelson. And on the inbounds, we'll have another play as Demirs was out of bounds when he caught that. So with 5/10 of a second, the inbounds into Aldridge, and that's the ball game. Your final score in the D2 Boys State Championship matchup, Bancroft Rosalie 62, High Plains 47. The Panthers win their first state title in boys basketball. High Plains will have to wait for another day. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show for you right here on ESPN Radio.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome in to the Misco's postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at the Ord Storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's now. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. State championship belongs here in D2 to the Bancroft Rosalie Panthers as they defeat High Plains 62-47 in the sixth and final state championship of the day. We take a look at the final stats. I got to check these out because I had one person evidently off just a little bit for... And I've got that one now, so we've got it figured out. 12 points for Appleton. Okay, let me look through here. For Bancroft Rosalie, four players in double figures tonight, led by Preston Peters with 14. Four three-pointers plus two of three from the free throw line to lead the state champions offensively tonight. Kenny Appleton also with a pretty good night. He finished with 12 points, a couple of three-pointers, and 6 of 9 at the charity stripe. 11 points for Nick Suits. He is the leading scorer. All his points came in the second and third quarters, including going 4 of 5 at the charity stripe. 10 points for Drew Zetek. All points came in the first half. He actually kept Bancroft Rosalie in this game early, scoring 8 of their first 11 points, and he had the majority of the points when they were struggling and fell behind 17-8. Also 8 points for Ian Nottleman off the bench. He hit a pair of threes, and 7 for Karsten Teets. Now for High Plains, they had 3 players in double figures, led by Logan Fleming with 16. He had only 4 at halftime. Had a strong third quarter with 8 points, made a couple of free throws and a field goal in the fourth to lead all scorers here in the game with 16. Cole Klingsborn finished with 14 before fouling out late in the game. 10 for Dylan Shank, 7 of those coming in the first half. He had a 3 as well in the third quarter. But then after those top 3, not much support for the Storm. Logan Engel, 1 3-pointer. He ended up with 3 points. 2 points each for Ben Noonenkamp. And also Asher Edwards getting a bucket late in the game for his 2 points. From the free throw line, 14 of 21 was the winning Panthers. 2 of 3 for High Plains. From the field, 20 of 41 for 48.8% for High Plains. 18 of 43 for 41.9% for the Panthers. 3-point land, 5 of 20 for the Storm, 11 of 26 for the Panthers. And, you know, that makes it really, really tough as far as that goes. They made some free throw or some 3-pointers, did the Panthers. Offensive rebounds, 6 and 8. Panthers with the advantage there. 22-17 defensive rebounds, 28-25 overall. 3 block shots to none for the Panthers, 8 steals for Bancroft Rosalie compared to 3 for High Plains. 14-7, twice as many assists for Bancroft Rosalie. 14 compared to 7, and also half as many turnovers. 15 turnovers against the Storm and 8 for Bancroft Rosalie. The Panthers put it together tonight after losing to High Plains in the district championship a week ago by a dozen. They really do the job defensively, got the pace where they wanted it here tonight, and get the victory by 15 points, 62-47. Again, your leading scores for Bancroft Rosalie, 14 from Preston Peters, 12 for Kenny Appleton, 11 for Nick Suits, and 10 for Drew Zetek. And for High Plains, they were led by Logan Fleming with 16, 14 for Cole Klingsporn, and 10 for Dylan Schenk. Again, the final score in this D2 state championship, 62-47, Bancroft Rosalie. We're going to take a timeout and continue on here with the Misco Sports postgame show. When we come back, we'll tell you how the rest of the day went and wrap things up from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. We'll take a 90-second timeout and return here to Lincoln.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It is the Misco Sports postgame show. Final state championship match of the day, Class D2, going to Bancroft Rosalie by a score of 62-47 over High Plains. Let's recap the day in the consolation for D2. Fall City Sacred Heart defeated Spalding Academy 68-55. And again, here in the championship match, it was Bancroft Rosalie getting the victory by 15. In Class D1, a tough one for the Overton Eagles. They had a one-point lead at halftime and then just went ice cold in the second half, losing the state title to Randolph 54-42. It's the third runner-up trophy for Overton, still trying to get their first state championship. A tough loss for the Eagles today. In the third place game, the team they beat in the semifinals yesterday, Howells Dodge, rolled over Clearwater Orchard by the count of 70-48. In Class C2, maybe the best state championship game of the day. Most exciting for sure, that was Fremont Bergen and Ainsworth. That went into overtime. Matt McLeod had an opportunity to tie it up and send it into a second overtime. That's one of the reasons why we're running so late tonight. Fremont Bergen getting the win 71-69 over the Bulldogs of Ainsworth. And in the consolation match, Donovan Trumbull from the area getting the victory over Freeman 59-44. So congratulations to Donovan Trumbull for advancing, getting to the third place and getting the win today after a tough loss in overtime in the semifinals yesterday to eventual state champion Fremont Bergen. In Class C1, the Battle of Wahoo. Wahoo High against Bishop Newman High School of Wahoo. And it was Bishop Newman all along. They jumped out to a 13-2 lead, never looked back, and winning 68-47. So they win another state championship at Wahoo Newman. In the third place game, it was Columbus Scotus knocking off Wayne 68-62. So the Shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day weekend finish in third place. In Class B, state championship today, Omaha Scott, a winner over Beatrice. And I'll be honest with you, I forgot to write the score down. So I just tell you that Scott won that one fairly easily over Beatrice in picking up their third title since 2006. In the third place match, it was Elkhorn South over York by the count of 69-61. Elkhorn South only one loss on the year. It came in the semifinals yesterday to eventual state champion Omaha Scott. And then in Class A, another dandy there. Omaha Westside rallied from a deficit, then took the lead, and then Bellevue West rallied to send it into overtime and won it in overtime over the Warriors of Omaha Westside 56-50. In the third place game earlier today, Omaha Benson defeated Norfolk 67-62. So your state champions for 2014 are Wahoo Newman, Randolph, Omaha Scott, Fremont Bergen, Bellevue West, and Bancroft Rosalie. That's going to wrap up our coverage from the state high school basketball tournament here on ESPN Radio. That's also going to wrap up the Misco's postgame show. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games that you play. For our studio engineer, Stacy Johns, for sports director, Doug Duda, I'm Larry Kottner saying good night from the Pinnacle Bank Arena.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.